All right, one down. I don't know how many more left to go for championship number 18, but the Lakers preseason has begun. 87-81 over the Los Angeles Clippers. A game that definitely felt like a preseason game, but it's going to be key. Obviously, all these teams in the NBA, this is so important right now to start getting your reps in and players starting to try to get comfortable again, get back in shape. I mean, I'm sure there's a long journey and a long road ahead for all of these teams. And for the Los Angeles Lakers, I thought it was a great chance to get a chance to see Montrezl Harrell in a Lakers uniform, Dennis Schroeder, obviously, Wesley Matthews as well. We still haven't seen Marc Gasol, KCP, Markieff Morris, LeBron, and AD did not play in this game tonight against the Clippers. But three more preseason games left to go, and then obviously the regular season will start on December 22nd. Overall thoughts on this first game for the Lakers. The winning or losing part is not obviously important in the preseason. It is nice to obviously see your team win, but that's not the most important thing. I think it's fair to say that I'm sure both coaches, Ty Lue and head coach Frank Vogel, are walking back to the locker room and saying, okay, we got a long way to go. Clippers 25 turnovers tonight, Lakers with 17 turnovers. Both teams shoot under 36% from the field. Both teams... Clippers shot 28% from the three, Lakers about 32%. So you could tell in some of these key areas, these key stats that are eventually going to be important once you get to the regular season and moving forward, a lot of work to do here for both of these squads. But for the Lakers, and that's obviously the only thing that matters, 87-81 win. Kuzma had 18. Talen Horton-Tucker chipped in with 19 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. Montrezl Harrell in his first game with the Lakers, a double-double with 13 points and 12 rebounds. And nice to see Dennis Schroeder wearing a Lakers jersey. Certainly not his best game. 10 points for the Lakers, but 6 turnovers. I don't want to waste too much time. I want to open up the phone lines for Laker fans. 877-710-ESPN. If you want to give us your thoughts here on this first Lakers preseason game, how about your thoughts on Talen Horton-Tucker? What's this kid going to be in the next few years? Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder getting their first action with the Los Angeles Lakers. You could feel free to comment on that, 877-710-ESPN. And we'll also take a listen to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. So let's go to the locker room and let's take a listen to what head coach Frank Vogel thought about the Lakers' first preseason game.
I guess you've been telling us throughout the last week or so that Talen Horton-Tucker has been impressing you in practice. I just wondered what kind of situations you wanted to put him in tonight and how you thought he looked.
Yeah, I thought he looked really good. You know, it's difficult to have such a short training camp and play such big minutes like he and Kuzma did. So credit to those guys for A, being in really good shape and carrying some of the load for us early in camp here. And I thought Talen, you know, we want to put the ball in his hands and his pick and rolls a lot, but he can attack in the open court. He can come off pin downs, and he's a great second side attacker, you know, catch and shoot situations and attacking long closeouts. So, you know, he didn't even finish well tonight at the rim. You know, he's still getting his legs under him a little bit, but, you know, still had 19-9 and a great performance. Great start.
And thoughts on Harrell and Schroeder in their debut here?
Yeah, just, you know, they're finding a way. I thought both of them showed really positive bursts tonight, both scoring the ball, showing their speed and physicality. You know, both of them got off to strong starts for us, for sure.
Before the game, you said you weren't quite sure what the atmosphere would be like. What was it like? And once the game kind of got going, does the competitive sort of part of you just sort of take over the hotness of all of this kind of thing?
For me personally, it 100% did. You know, you get locked into to what your team is doing on the court and, you know, all the game decisions and reads and all those types of things. And, you know, I really lost track of, you know, the fact that we were back home and, you know, the fanless environment. Didn't think about it one time throughout the course of the night, which was similar to how it was in the bubble. You know, once I get out there and the game starts going, you know, my focus is solely on the game.
Hey, Brandon, with a guy like Torres, playing against your own team, especially with so much involved in the emotional, how do you think he handled and can handle some of those emotions that might come up? And obviously, there's a lot of back and forth between him and the Clippers.
Yeah, you know, I think our whole bunch, our whole bench was trying to be energetic like they were in the bubble. You know, I wouldn't put it really on Trez alone. You know, that's part of our identity is the guys that are out of the game are going to be active in what's happening in the game. You know, so I thought Trez was good there. And, you know, the rest of it, I thought he just played and competed and focused on his assignments and learning his new teammates and a new system. So I thought he had a great night. I can't hear you, Bill. Still can't hear you. Your mute is off, but I can't hear you.
Hear me now, Frank?
I can, yeah.
I was trying to be more of a macro question, but you talk so much about the lack of pickup and everything, and it's a short training in 44. What do you think this is going to look like on December 22nd when the regular season starts? Like, what do you expect the quality of play to be? Did you feel like tonight gave you a little taste of where guys just are physically and, taking things off?
Yeah, man, I think it'll be a little bit sloppy, but you know these guys are pros and they know how to get their bodies ready, for the early games, and I think we'll be ready to go. But I certainly think league wide, there will be a little bit of sloppiness the first few weeks of the season for sure.
Eric Williams.
Hey Frank, what was your evaluation of how you guys played defensively?
Room for improvement, yeah, definitely. But I thought I love the fact that we were hitting people on the glass. I love the fact that we were taking charges, having a collision mindset at the rim. There was some situations where guys dove on the floor for loose balls, which is, even though it's a preseason game, that's a play harder than our opponent habit that I wanted to get established. I thought some of our coverages were not in place, were not executed well in the first quarter. And, the returning guys sort of talked the newer guys through some of those coverages and what we want to see in those situations. And we improved into the second and third quarter in those. Fourth quarter, we had some weird lineups out there, so we just played zone. And, but I liked the way that we improved throughout the game, with some of those coverages.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. And, in your first game back, and we know that, and I like the way head coach Frank Vogel just kind of kept emphasizing whether he was complimenting Talen Horton-Tucker or he was talking a little bit about Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder, what they bring to the table. But he was still saying we got a lot to improve on, and that's the reality. That's the reality with, this team right now. It's going to take some time. And don't forget, you have five new faces on the team, five veterans that left the team. So it's going to definitely take some time to get the Lakers where they eventually want to be. And certainly, I think with this roster right now, there's a lot to look forward to. Okay, let's do this when we come back. I do want to talk about kind of the big picture here with the Lakers here in preseason and how they're going to spend these next few games and what's strategic, when we think we'll see LeBron James and Anthony Davis. If you want to be a part of the post-game show tonight, you can give us a call at 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the PTET Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Lakers over the Los Angeles Clippers, 87-81, the final score. It's the first preseason game. Lakers have three more preseasons left to go. Next one's on Sunday against the Clippers. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. 34-28, by the way, Lakers with a six-point advantage over the Clippers, points in the paint. It's kind of weird, actually. 34-28, Lakers have an advantage, but block shots 10-1, the Clippers. So you'd usually think, okay, well, if you're going to win the points in the paint battle, there's going to be a ton of size as well. But that wasn't the case. And 10 block shots for the Clippers, that's a ton for one game, and certainly without really a true center. You know, it's interesting watching the Clippers and getting a chance to see them for the first time, some of the changes that that team made in the offseason. Serge Ibaka is basically their center now, at least from a starting position. Zubat's probably coming off the bench. And if this becomes the Lakers and the Clippers, you know, I've been saying it here the last couple of weeks. I think these are the two best teams of the Western Conference. Michael disagreed earlier in the pregame show. He thinks it's the Denver Nuggets. We'll see how this pans out for the Clippers. We will. You know, Paul George signing his 5-year extension, so he's going to be a Los Angeles Clipper for a number of years. We'll see what Kawhi Leonard ends up doing. But looking at these two teams, and, you know, tonight is not the barometer that we're accustomed to without LeBron and Anthony Davis playing. But still, at the same time, you know, one of the things that you try and pay attention to is, okay, well, what is this matchup eventually going to look like? You can't really ballpark anything like this coming into this preseason game where the Lakers don't play five guys that are going to be key, and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard only play 14 minutes. Marcus Morris is not there, so you can kind of go down the list here. But I think from a strategy perspective for the Lakers, you know, one of the things that I think makes most sense for the Lakers, and this is going to be certainly we'll keep an eye on what the strategy is going to be, what head coach Frank Vogel's strategy is for the rest of the preseason. Don't expect much playing time from the big guns for the Lakers. And I think being strategic on players that are over age 30 is probably the smart thing to do. Now, how much is that going to hurt the Lakers once the actual season starts? It's probably going to hurt them in the sense that, can you jump out and be as ready to go as you typically be if you had a regular offseason? Probably not the case this time around. Kyle Kuzma for the Lakers, 18 points, 5 assists, 5 of 16 from the field, played a ton of minutes, played 38 minutes for the Lakers. Here's Kyle Kuzma following the game and the Lakers' 6-point win over the Clippers.
All right, Kyle, thank you. Mike, you ready? Go ahead.
Hey, Kuz, wondering how you would compare playing in this atmosphere here at Staples compared to what it was like in the bubble, also without fans?
Yeah, it's just a little different. I mean, it's a shooting deficit. You know, the bubble is more of a production stage. This is an empty arena.
You and THT were taking turns initiating offense, it seemed like, in the fourth quarter. Just wonder what you saw from his development, Kyle, from last year, and how he's gotten better to this point, and how you think he can help this year.
He's going to be a great player. He's extremely young, but you know, he has a certain type of, you know, poise and, you know, maturity to his game. And he's just a sponge. He loves basketball. He goes to the gym, and he comes every day to practice, and he's ready to practice. And I expect big things in his future.
Kyle Goon.
Hey, Kyle. You know, you're one of the few guys from last year's team. Hey, can you hear me? Hey, Kuz?
Yeah, 1 second. I'm trying to – hey, Allison, can we turn this up or no? Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, just you're one of the few guys from last year's championship team playing a lot of minutes this preseason. Do you feel like that you're doing things on the court right now that are going to help you kind of grow and accomplish some of your goals that you want to get done this season?
You know, we'll see. I mean, we didn't have that many bodies in coaches asking to play extended minutes. No, I'm one of the more in shape guys on the team right now, and I like to do so. So we'll see about the other part of the question.
Dan Wookie.
Hey, Kyle. What was your day like today? I mean, it's been 9 months since you've had to make the drive here for a game. I'm curious if you thought about any of that as you walked into the arena and just sort of what was your overall impression of being back?
You know, it felt like, you know, life kind of got back to normal. you know, going back to just the daily schedule of the shoot around, taking a nap, you know, taking my dog for a walk before I left for arena, and, you know, prepare for the game. So, you know, it felt very normal, very normal.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there. 18 points. I mentioned the 5 of 16 from the field and 5 assists for Kuz. This is going to be a very interesting year for Kyle Kuzma, a player that, you know, last season we talked about Kuz potentially being the third best player, and that was before the season started. As the season progressed, nothing that Kuzma has done wrong, but he certainly wasn't the third best player last year. Now, all of a sudden, you come into this season, Kuz has got a championship under his belt. We'll see what happens with him contract-wise at the end of this season. You know, he'll have some ability to make some money. But at the same time, Kuz's role, I think he just got to keep embracing and improving on what he has. He's an athletic big that can play small forward or power forward, predominantly small forward. He's improving on the defensive side. I thought during that playoff run, he made a lot of decisions that were team-centric, I guess you can say. So he's definitely trying to sacrifice and do the right things for the Los Angeles Lakers. At the same time, you know, he's falling further and further of being an option, and that's not because anything he did wrong, just the team is better. LeBron and Anthony Davis, of course, you know, we know they eat first. And then Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder, they're going to be players that certainly have a lot of impact this upcoming season. Throw KCP in the mix and Alex Caruso. So you got a really, really deep roster, and I'm curious to see how Kuzma, how he plays into his role this upcoming season, and just how effective that he is for the Lakers. But tonight, 18 points, did not shoot well, 5 of 16 from the field. But really the entire team didn't shoot well. Both teams didn't shoot well. Give that some time. I think that will eventually make its way. Okay, and we come back. We'll take some of your guys' calls. 877-710-ESPN. I know we got a few people on hold there. So we come back. We'll take your phone calls. Also, we'll hear from Montrezl Harrell as well. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
87-81, Lakers over the Los Angeles Clippers. We'll never get old. It will never get old listening to those promos at the Lakers being NBA champions. And, you know, there's obviously a great chance Lakers got that opportunity to go back-to-back this upcoming season. This is the start to that path of championship number 18. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, give us a call, 877-710-ESPN. Let's start with Manuel and Gardena. Manuel, thank you for calling, bud. What's going on?
Oh, honored to make the starting lineup with my man, Slee Stack, known to take it to the rack like Big Shaq. How you doing, Alan?
Man, it is all good. No complaints on my end. And it's nice to, you know, just to actually see. We're getting a little bit closer, right? You got games back at Staples Center. Of course, there's still no fans there, but it's getting there. We're getting a little bit closer. What'd you think of tonight's game and just the Lakers overall going into this season?
Well, I told you a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
the Lakers are their own worst enemy.
That's right.
Meaning they're the only team that could stop the Lakers. This is a dynasty destined to be made. Mm-hmm. Palinka, AD, LeBron, amen. And to see guys like Monster Trez come in there, I'm telling you, I told you, Kuzma's going to have a big year this year, too. We're going to see a lot of this, man. There's going to be a lot of boat racing for the Lakers. They're going to come out and stomp some people. But, you know, we're going to have some off nights. We've been known to play down to competition level sometimes, and I'm sure that'll happen. But make no mistake, Laker Nation, it's going to be back to back to back. Baby,
appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Keep it up, baby. Keep up the good work. You know I love you.
Thank you for calling in, Manuel. Thank you for calling in. That's last week. It was Stephen A. Smith saying Lakers will win 3 championships. Can we get 2 first? Can we get two before we go to three? Now I got Manuel saying it as well. Look, on paper, it's the best roster in the NBA, and you can't really argue that. You really can't. It's the best roster in the NBA. Now, it's going to be a matter of them finding a way to put this whole thing together because and I got an incredible amount of confidence that the Lakers can obviously do it. And you also look at just their predicament, their situation. LeBron James leading the pack. I remember asking about a week ago, KCP was taking some of the Zoom calls, and I asked him about not being overconfident. How do you make sure that everybody's saying that the Lakers are going to be the favorite? How do you make sure you don't get overconfident or you don't get too cocky when it comes to this upcoming season? And he was like, because we have LeBron James, and LeBron James will remind us how important every game is and how tough the journey is. And you know, when you have leaders like that, it obviously steps up. And a guy like KCP was pointing it out with LeBron. Okay, I want to get a chance to hear Montrezl Harrell. So this is his first game as a Laker, obviously playing his former team. We know the guy's got an incredible chip on his shoulder, 13 points, 12 rebounds for the Lakers, along with two steals in 31 minutes of play. Here's Montrezl Harrell, first game with the Los Angeles Lakers on the Lakers' six-point win over the Clippers.
Just wondered what this night was like for you driving to the arena, going to a different locker room from what you're used to, getting on the court, seeing old teammates, playing with new teammates. How would you sum up the whole experience for you?
It was definitely a few emotions, I guess, but nothing significant really. I came here with the mindset that I had a job to do tonight. I'm here with my team, which is Los Angeles Lakers. I had a game plan. I had an execute both offense and defense, and that's what my mind was focused on. As far as seeing my old teammates and just communicating with those guys, I did that after the game. For the most part, Lou and Pat, I kind of spoke to before the game, just because I've been playing with those guys probably like my whole career. But I mean, this is my job. This is where I'm at, and this is what I'm focused on. So this wasn't a come out, hey, how you guys doing? Laughing up? No, I had a job and I had a mindset where I came here to do it.
And Montrez, anything stand out about your new teammates that you play with tonight, whether it was Schroeder or Wesley Matthews, THT, Kuzma? What have you thought of this mix of guys?
These guys are exactly who I thought they were, man. I've been in practice with them all week long, as far as, seeing how these guys work individually. And then we was able to get after as a group last Sunday, and we've been building it ever since, man. We hit the ground running, and now that we got a very special group to do something special here, we're just going to continue to keep going one day, one step at a time.
Dan?
Hey, Trez, Dan Wenke. You're used to seeing this crowd, this building filled. You're a guy who plays off of that and feeds off of that. What was it like being here with, just a soundtrack?
I didn't pay any mind, just like we didn't pay any mind in the bubble. Like I said, we got a job to do, and, our mindset isn't really focused on, the arena or the circumstances that we have to play in. We're locked in on the goal that's at hand, and tonight was to come here to get a win in our first preseason game, and that's what we did. We were shorthanded with guys, but we didn't make any excuses. We played with who we had, and I think every guy, played the right way tonight. We left it on the line. As far as the circumstances and conditions that we had to play in, it didn't bother us because, we know that this is going to be a season of, the unpredictable. It's never – we don't know what's going to go on in this season. We're going to have guys – and at some point, we're going to have guys out at some point, man. We're playing in a pandemic right now, so we just got to make do with what we got. And I think that's what we came in with, the mindset and the focus on, what our job was tonight. And we executed our game.
Kyle Gunn?
Hey, Trez. I know you were talking about getting sort of some of the niceties of talking to Lou and Pat out of the way before the game. But during the game, what is it sort of like to experience Pat as a competitor and a guy who's rooting against you and cheering when you miss jumpers and stuff like that?
It doesn't faze me, man. He's the same Pat that he was doing that when I would shoot and be on the other team with Lou and miss jump shots or miss a layup or something like that, man. That doesn't faze me, man. This is basketball, man. Guys are going to be, if we wasn't in a pandemic right now and we was playing and it was a Clippers home game, the fans would be yelling at me. It wouldn't be no different, man. So I'm not worried about what Pat's doing on the sideline. Everything he's doing on the sideline is the reason that he's over there. He's not in the game doing any of that, man. So it's not anything different of who I knew or what I knew Pat brought to the table, but it doesn't faze me, man. I, I'm I'm a basketball player. I'm a player just like these guys are out here, man. Like I said, I came in with a mindset of, you know, what our team goal was. And, you know, when I execute that game plan to the team, we got to win.
All right, that's Montrezl Harrell right there, new Los Angeles Laker, former Los Angeles Clipper. Looking forward to see what he does, not just over these next three games, but this season in general. When we come back, let's predict a little bit. When are we going to see Anthony Davis and LeBron James suited up for the Lakers? And we'll also take a look at what some of the bench did for the Lakers. Quinn Cook, Alex Caruso, some guys coming off the bench I thought had some good productivity. All that coming up next. If you want to be a part of the postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lakers over the Clippers, 87-81, the final score. Nice night from Talen Horton-Tucker. 20-year-old puts up 19 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Kuz follows with 18 points and 5 assists. Both teams were really bad offensively. Just there were stints in the game. You heard John Ireland, Michael Thompson talking about it. 2-, 3-, 4-minute stints where nobody scores. That's when you know this is a preseason game. 35.7%. That's what the Lakers shot. That's what the Clippers shot. So both teams shot identical. Not sure what to expect here these next three preseason games. So trying to make, you know, some type of a prediction. Okay, well, when will LeBron James and Anthony Davis get some playing time, get some minutes? Maybe it comes next game. But I do know this. That big picture for the Lakers right now, and this is how everybody feels around the NBA, Lakers are the favorites to go back-to-back. Lakers are the favorites to win another championship. This is going to be a long, long, grueling road. Yes, it's 10 less regular season games. Lakers play 72 games this year, but you're pretty much shaving 2 months off of what would be a regular calendar, plus a month of what would be spring, which would be training camp. So I think in this case for the Lakers, when, you know, I throw out the question, when do you think we'll see Anthony Davis and LeBron James? You'll probably start seeing them trickle in, if not next game, probably the game after that, the third preseason game. Remember, they got Clippers coming up on Sunday, and then two preseason games against Chris Paul and Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. They'll play them twice in Phoenix, then the regular season will start on December 22nd. So I do believe, just based off of listening, getting a chance to listen to LeBron James, getting a chance to listen to Anthony Davis this past week. They both addressed the media. I think that they'll slowly start working their way back in. And, you know, for LeBron, this is a player who's about to turn 36 on December 30th. He's played 17 NBA seasons, and you can add another 3 seasons on top of that if you equate how many playoff games he's played. Which just shows you how ridiculous that is. But he's been to 10 NBA Finals. If he hasn't been to the Finals, he's been in the thick of the Eastern Conference Finals back in the days when he was with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So he's got so much mileage on him, and it really is amazing what he's accomplished so far in his career. So I think the Lakers are going to have this approach, and of course, you don't blame them. This is the smart approach. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So with all that in mind, you know, you look at this Lakers team right now, one of the great things that Rob Pelinka and the front office did in the offseason was they added a ton of depth, and they got good players that are part of this roster. Yes, you know, you lost the Rondos of the world and Danny Greens, JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard. All those players were at the end of their career, or certainly just based on age, that trajectory was on its way down. So I point all that because if you're trying to keep LeBron James for obviously this big picture and this additional playoff run, LeBron just signed a 2-year extension on top of this year, so that's 3 more years that he has with the Lakers. You're keeping these things in mind. And Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder and Kyle Kuzma and Alex Caruso and KCP, these players, Talen Horton-Tucker, who are 27 and under, the idea and the thought is, throw AD in that mix as well, the idea and the thought is that those players are going to have opportunities and have the ability to play big minutes in certain games, and hopefully there's enough blowouts out there for the Lakers, or games where it's not that close, that you can be smart with how you play LeBron James and how you use him this upcoming season. So maybe we'll see LeBron in the next game. Maybe we won't, but I'm sure he's going to want some kind of action before December 22nd rolls around. So, you know, obviously he's in some type of rhythm as well. And I could see the next 30 days for the Lakers being probably very realistic of just trying to get their feet under them, getting the timing right, getting the rhythm right, getting their endurance ready. And it's not going to... You can't expect by the time, you know, the regular season starts on December 22nd, that's the team that you're going to see from the Lakers 2, 3, 4 months from now. I think that's unrealistic. I'm talking about some of these young players and some of the new additions for the Lakers. Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder, I talked a little bit about, but Wesley Matthews, 8 points tonight, had 5 rebounds for the Lakers. And then when you look at the bench, I like getting an opportunity to see Quinn Cook, Kostas, Alex Caruso only played 10 minutes for the Lakers. Lakers actually only used 9 players. Now, granted, 5 of those players were out. It's one of those, I think, predicaments and situations. You're probably not going to see much from the veterans. It's going to be these younger players that are going to get those opportunities. Okay, quick little idea of the Lakers' schedule over, at least from a preseason perspective. So, the game on Sunday, it's going to be an earlier game. So it's a 5:30 tip-off. Pre-game show with myself and Michael will start at 4 o'clock. So that's going to be an earlier game. And what you're going to start seeing now around the NBA, a lot of these games, you'll see there was 5 NBA games today. So all these teams are going to start their preseason. It's actually interesting. DeMarcus Cousins and John Wall, you got to see from the Houston Rockets. So a lot of new faces in the NBA as well. And I think there's going to be some curiosity of the Chris Pauls of the world, the Robert Covingtons going to the Portland Trailblazers. Keep an eye on the Western Conference. The Western Conference, it's a new look. It's a lot different. And this Lakers team that I think walks into this season as, of course, the heavy, heavy favorites, you're going to be playing against players and teams that look a lot different. And even for the Lakers, I mean, it's not common where you got a Lakers team that just won an NBA championship and there's that many new faces that are a part of this team, but I think that's going to be part of the allure and part of the excitement going into this season. And it's easy to get excited about the Talen Horton-Tuckers and some of these young players for the Lakers. I thought Talen Horton, this is going to be the great thing for him. He's so young, and he had such a great stat line in tonight's game. It's great for him to get some love. It's great for him to get some attention. And when the Lakers face the Clippers or when they face the Phoenix Suns in these next 2 preseason games, it's players like Talen Horton-Tucker who are going to get a ton of opportunities. And that's certainly how it should be. And expect Kyle Kuzma at 38 minutes tonight. Expect him to get a ton of minutes. Expect Dennis Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell to continue to get a ton of minutes to try and get more comfortable in a Los Angeles Lakers jersey as well. Okay, this Sunday, don't forget, pregame show starts at 4 o'clock. And tip-off will be at 5:30. If you miss any part of our post-game show, you can catch it on Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa on the ESPN app or on iTunes. Lakers over the Los Angeles Clippers, 87-81 the final score. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN.